He was transformed when he claimed that he believes in God. Nabu said, oh, you believe there is a God? I'll put you in a fire, let's see what your God does. He will put Abraham in the fire. Okay. Who is Namrud and who is Abraham? Please do not forget. Whoever personality here, from human beings, animals, or whatever we talk about is in you. If not, why should we talk about it? So you have a Namrud and you have Abraham. Because you are the mixture. You have the animal part, you have the spirit part. You have your kind part, and you have your angry one. You have your disappointed one. This is the confusion, right? Doesn't matter. But remember, before getting rid of the Namrud, do not try the experience of fire. You will burn. You know what the fire is, Ahmed? In whatever you read from your childhood up to now, whenever they talk about the fire, it's fire of love. And you want to fall in love. Who doesn't? Everybody wants to fall in love, especially when we talk about it like this, right? Yes, it's a fire. It's a fire that doesn't burn you if you're Abraham. But will burn you if you're Namrud. If you're a selfish person and you fall in love, you go crazy. You fight yourself because a part of you is the Scrooge part of you, the other part is the giver part. So you will be a confused person and you will do a lot of silly stuff. But if you get rid of that ego, then you fall in love, you will bloom. Everybody will be surprised. Weren't they surprised when Abraham came out untouched? Remember what happened to Abraham in the fire? You told me you were there. Soon we talk about it. Abraham will do something very lovely. When he goes in the fire, Gabriel will come. Will come and the fire will step back and Abraham said, what can I do for you? What did Abraham say? He said, get out of here. I don't want any middleman here. That's the state he's in. Therefore, he could go in the fire. If I go in the fire, I'll burn. Because I'm full of this selfish Namrud. This is how to understand it. This is why this is an independent paragraph added to that talking. Yes?
When thou art neither a swimmer nor a seaman, do not cast thyself from self-conceit. He fetches pearls from the bottom of the sea. From losses, he brings gain to the surface. If a perfect man take earth, it becomes gold. If an imperfect one has carried away gold, it becomes ashes.
This is it. You see? He talked about that sabah, the sailor, the what? Swimmer. Sabah is not swimmer, the sailor. More. Swim and sailing, both. Anyhow, this sabah is very famous to us. What do you know about this sabah, Jenna?
Well, this story tells about that, the story about the person, the grammarian, and the boatman.
Yes, that's his story. Here he has in mind another story. He will talk about it. He will give you the hint. There is a story of this guy who goes on board on a ship. And he talks about the knowledge and I have this. And he's a philosopher. He's a scientist. He brags about all of this. And the sailor would say, could you swim? He would say, do you know this? And do you know this stuff? The guy would say, no, I don't have this knowledge. He would say, half of your life is wasted. A little bit later, the sea comes a little bit disturbed, and the guy will come to the philosopher and say, can you swim? Say, no. And I say, all your life is wasted. Remember this over there. Because over there you should remember him talking about it here. This is how Rumi works. He's a genius with a clear mind. He knows that how he's talking and what he's using. Here he will say, listen, you have to be a swimmer. If not, do not bother. Later he will explain it to you exactly. Yes?
Since that righteous man is accepted of God, his hand in things is the hand of God. The hand of the imperfect man is the hand of devil and demon, because he is in the trap of imposition and guile. If ignorance come to him, it becomes knowledge. The knowledge that goes into the imperfect man becomes ignorance.
You see, here is the outcome of perfect and imperfect man in this field, right? And he's not exaggerating. He's giving the hints here and there. And he came to the hand of doing the stuff. And there are two hands added to yours, either the hand of God or Satan. Why? You have to divide these two hands because they're two sides of one. I'll change it, doesn't matter. He talks about these two hands which are in you. One is the Holy One, the other one is the Satan. Which one is in you?
Both.
Satan. How do I know?
I stand corrected.
How do you know? Now, as a beginner, we talk about that one. And that one is in you. And we know. The problem is, how do we know? You think that I'm the very person that the lady will come here and I will say, the hand of Satan is in you? Another Satan is in me? Is in you as well? What is the hand of Satan? Ah, by the way, who is Satan? Knowledge. Satan is knowledge. And he was perfect before we arrived. That's why he was the closest angel to God. He knew everything. He understood everything. Even when God started that judgment day, that lovely one, remember when he called, oh, let me hear who has done what? Satan logically answered, he said, you wanted it, therefore it happened. And that's what it was. But that was wrong. Why? I told you I even read a poem, a Persian poem for you. Is that one early in the morning, a nightingale talked to the first bloom of the morning that, hey, do not really make a big fuss out of it, because there are so many flowers in this garden. And the rose said, of course I'm not offended by being correct, but do you know that never ever no lover talked like this to the beloved? That's the point. When you're in love, everything is different, right? When you're in love, you and the God is angry, you will say, I'm sorry. When you are trying to prove that you're right, you're not in love. That's when your animal dictator wants to dominate. This is what everyone is doing, trying to convince the other ones, I'm right. That's something else. So there is the hand of Satan, which is correct logically and politically correct. But to us, no. Lovingly, non-correct. The hand of God is the other one. Because it doesn't go for logic. First of all, what is the hand of God to you? It's the giver one.